From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The United Nations is reporting at least 27 deaths in today's attack at a Radisson Blue Hotel in the capital of Mali. It's unknown if the death toll includes the gunmen suspected of being Islamist extremists. Security forces reportedly are going room to room checking for more casualties. More than 100 people were taken hostage during the attack and have since been released. NPR's Tom Bowman says all U.S. military personnel on the ground have been accounted for.
The Pentagon says they have 22 U.S. military personnel in Bamako, and some are uniformed, some are civilian. Some are there to help the government. Some are there on the anti-terror mission, helping the Mali government and also the French up in northern Mali go after terrorists up in that area, providing cargo aircraft and also surveillance aircraft.
NPR's Tom Bowman. French investigators of the Paris attacks a week ago have learned that two of the suicide bombers had previously passed through Greece at the same time on October 3rd, and the office of the prosecutor of Paris says the pair were fingerprinted at the same checkpoint. The two attackers blew themselves up at the Stade de France in the northern suburb of Saint-Denis. A Syrian passport was found near the body of one of the bombers, though it was unclear if that passport was legitimate or stolen from someone who was among the many refugees to risk the perilous sea journey to Greece. France, meanwhile, is pressing other European countries to begin sharing airline passenger lists, something the European Parliament has always opposed. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Europe will also reinforce its external borders.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve told EU Justice and Interior Ministers that the presumed planner of last Friday's attacks in Paris was able to return unnoticed to Europe from Syria via Greece. Cazeneuve said Europe had no time to waste in strengthening border controls. EU nations have also agreed to begin keeping and sharing airline passenger lists and data, something the European Parliament has always resisted in the past. Cazeneuve said a system of sharing and keeping airline passenger data needs to be operational and efficient to follow those who want to attack us. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Attorneys for Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard are suing to challenge the conditions of his parole. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports Pollard left a prison in North Carolina this morning after 30 years behind bars.
His lawyers say he should not be required to submit to electronic monitoring and GPS monitoring and also computer inspections. They're arguing that those conditions are more akin to people who are dangerous felons, people who are stalkers and pedophiles, not a 61-year-old man who served as a model prisoner.
NPR's Kerry Johnson. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 69 points at 17,802. NASDAQ was up 25 at 5,099. S&P 500 also up 6 points. This is NPR. Protests continue in Minneapolis over the police killing of a black man last weekend. John Collins of Minnesota Public Radio News has more.
National NAACP President Cornell William Brooks is in Minneapolis today. He'll lead a candlelight vigil to protest the police shooting of 24-year-old Jamar Clark last Sunday. The NAACP's Stephen Green says the protest will start at 4:30 p.m. outside the Minneapolis Police Department station on the city's north side.
This is not the end, and we are not going to allow this one moment to pass us by. We're here to stand with systemic and long-lasting transformation in this community.
Protesters have set up camp on the front lawn of the precinct. They're vowing not to leave until law enforcement releases video of Clark's shooting. For NPR News, I'm John Collins in Minneapolis.
An E. coli outbreak first reported in Oregon last month appears to have spread to 3 additional states, bringing the total to 6 states that are dealing with this outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there's evidence to suggest that the source was a common meal item or ingredient served at Chipotle Mexican Grill restaurants. 45 people have gotten sick. 16 people were hospitalized. Parts of the Midwest are dealing with their first significant snowstorm of this season. The National Weather Service says 4 to 8 inches of snow expected from Nebraska to Michigan, where rural areas may get up to a foot of it. In southern sections of South Dakota, morning commuters encountered slippery roads and traffic backups. The region is forecast to get up to 8 inches of snow with up to 20-mile-per-hour wind gusts. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.